So, this is Mike Butcher from TechCrunch Europe, and I have with me Geoff Arnold, who is CEO and co-founder of Jimfu, which is an iPhone app startup. And Jimfu has been producing the one that you will probably will have heard of was PushUpFu, wasn't it, Geoff?
Yeah, that's right. So we had this crazy idea. In fact, actually, it's a crazy idea about 2 years ago. About using motion detection as a way of giving users feedback on their exercise, enabling people to digitize their exercise and battle across the internet. And then we saw this iPhone thing come along, and it's, wow, okay, it's got an accelerometer in it. Sweet, let's give it a go. So we started off, we created this app called PushUpFu, and it records your reps, it gives you audio feedback, lets you battle across the internet. So obviously when we launched it, I was one of the only people on the chart, so I got a million push-up battles, which is good fun. And it's quite game-like in the way it works. You know, it gives you loads of like fun points and battles, and it integrates with Twitter and Facebook in a slightly.
How does it work again?
So basically, in the case of PushUpFu, right, you strap it to your arm somehow. Now, I personally use elastic bands, but I obviously don't want to say that officially, just in case it invalidates anyone's warranties. Obviously, the more professional people out there will choose sports straps. You strap it to your arm, and as you're actually doing the reps, it detects that motion for the accelerometer and does it in a really granular way. So it even knows if you're doing it too fast or if you're doing it halfway up. So that's how it works. Since then, we've released actually a further three applications. We have PullUpFu, which is obviously pull-ups. We have SquatFu, which is squats. And actually our biggest seller is CrunchFu, because CrunchFu is for crunches, not sit-ups, I hasten to add. Crunch is a bit better for you. Mm. And the great thing about CrunchFu is that you don't need to strap it to your body at all. You just hold it on your chest. And everyone likes to see how many crunches they can do, so it's superb. But actually, the one that's really surprised us is SquatFu. There's a couple of guys on there who regularly battle each other, and they do almost 1,000 squats every time they battle. It's unreal.
I mean, you guys get some great data out of this.
I'll tell you what, it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, so Mike mentioned in the introduction we're a startup, and that's quite a good point, because we did this originally as a product, you know, something for a bit of fun to raise our profile, because we originally had an iPhone dev house. And, you know, we're a good few months in, we'd sold a few, and we thought, I wonder how good this is, you know, how's it work out for people? And we started trawling for the data, and we really have a lot of data, every rep that anyone ever does. And we're amazed. I mean, they're phenomenally successful for improving people's health. In PushUpFu, something like 40% of our users at least double their reps. Between the top 100 users, by about June, they'd done 250,000 reps between the top 100 users. And we've got 3.3 million reps in the system now, so it's like, and wow.
Is there any way you could geolocate the data so you could find out how healthy people are across your user base, or across the planet, I guess?
Yeah, that, in fact, users have the opportunity to enter the first few characters of their postcode, which is used for finding people that are nearby. They're also able to enter their country. And actually, something we should probably do a press release on at some point, we've actually been comparing the countries. And you know what? England's not so bad. It's not so bad. America's got some interesting outliers, for sure. Germany's got some interesting outliers, but we're not so unhealthy bunch in England. So, yeah.
And it's interesting to see how these apps are helping people to train up. On a different note, obviously you've been intimately involved with trying to launch an app and several apps on the App Store for the iPhone, and move your business forward that way. What's some of the things that you see happening in terms of, there's a lot of conversation at the moment about the longevity of app stores and if they'll be around forever, and about that contrasting with the mobile web and the power of mobile browser. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so if I guess one of the things that as a startup entrepreneur into it, things for the long term, as opposed to just a quick bit of cash, you've always got to think at the long term trends. And one thing you see in the internet generally is everything always converges to being free as in Libra, not necessarily gratis. So the example everyone normally gives is AOL with their closed platform. Well, I'd expect to see the same thing with the iPhone and the other app stores, because you've got these little custom built. Mike's frowning at me now. Have we got seconds left?
I know. I think the app's going to run out. Oh.